Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? Find us at Awe Island on Facebook and Twitter. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep. And you can help by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. So thank you for helping us spread the word. If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been enjoying your deep dragon breaths? Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and we'll start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you're breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. You feel connected and loved. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. And close your eyes. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Imagine you are a bright, shimmering star. What color are you? Are you a radiant red? A sparkling orange? A golden yellow? A gleaming green? A brilliant blue? A pulsating purple? A cosmic white? Or a shining rainbow star? Feel yourself floating in space. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the universe. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The universe surrounds you with loving energy. As your body relaxes, feel your feet and hands warm. The loving energy from the universe gently flows into your body. Enjoy the warmth as the universe fills you with love. Your arms and legs soften as the loving energy fills them. The universe empowers you with even more loving energy, and it gently flows into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy the sensation of warm energy flowing up through your neck and into your head. The energy circles through your body. Your feet, ankles, and legs soften. Feel your back, tummy, and chest warm. Enjoy the sensation as your arms, hands, and shoulders loosen. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And now your neck and head relax. The universe embraces you with a loving hug. You feel strong and your light brightens the darkness. Feel the universe's loving energy flow into your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You feel safe and secure. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body, the energy begins to overflow, and your star begins to twinkle. Imagine your legs, feet, arms, and hands share your loving light energy with the universe. All around you, notice more stars. You smile at them. Your love beams to the other stars. They twinkle brightly as they receive your loving energy. The stars smile and send you their loving energy, supporting you in return. Warmth, love, and contentment flow through your body and into your heart. You feel safe and strong as you take a deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the warmth, love, and strength from the surrounding stars. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your belly in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one. Fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the universe, thankful for the peace and strength the universe provides. The universe will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary star twinkle away from you. The loving energy from the universe continues to flow through your body, and you are cherished. Keep your eyes closed as you take a deep dragon breath in and out. Whenever you need love and support, picture your star and enjoy the love of the universe. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Astonishing Acorn. Dragon walked through the forest, enjoying the fresh spring air. Bright green grass blanketed the path. A delicate fragrance wafted by on the breeze. Dragon smiled, recognizing the scent immediately, and took a deep breath in and out. Ahead, the lilac bushes were almost completely purple, filled with their spring flowers. As Dragon enjoyed the scent, 2 squirrels, Nutsy and Peanut, scampered across the path. Peanut held a plump acorn gently in her mouth. Noticing Dragon, Peanut skidded to a stop and ran back. "Hi, Dragon," she said, taking the acorn out of her mouth. Dragon smiled and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The smoke and gentle flames formed a question mark that hovered in the air. Peanut looked at it and responded, "Oh, we have extra acorns from the winter, and so we're going to plant this one. We could always use more trees." Her tail twitched excitedly. Dragon smiled and nodded. Nutsy scampered up next to Peanut, asking, "Want to help?" Dragon's smile grew wider. "Great," Nutsy said. "Follow us. We found a great spot." Peanut gently placed the acorn back in her mouth and scampered after Nutsy. Dragon followed the two squirrels as they weaved through the forest trees. Eventually, the trio came to an open field framed by a gentle creek. Sunshine warmed their faces as the squirrels hopped from stone to cross the creek. Then they zipped right to the center. "I think right here is a good spot," Nutsy said, tapping the ground with his foot. Then he started digging. A flurry of grass and soil flew into the air as the squirrel dug into the ground. Peanut placed the acorn next to a sturdy rock and joined Nutsy. Dragon bent down next to the two squirrels and helped clear the soil. Before long, there was a roomy pit. "Whoa," Nutsy said. "I think that might be a bit too big." Peanut smiled and said, "It's okay. Now the little tree will be able to stretch out those roots." She hurried over to the rock to get the acorn as Dragon and Nutsy pushed some of the dirt back into the hole. She held the acorn out, admiring it. "Well, let's get planting," Nutsy said. "I just wanted to look at our acorn a little more. It's so astonishing that this little acorn has everything it needs to become a proud, strong oak tree," Peanut said. Then she placed the acorn into the hole, and they all pushed soil around and on top of the acorn. Once the acorn was covered, the dragon and squirrels gently patted the earth. "Now we need to water it," Nutsy said. "The creek is right there. How will we get water over to the acorn?" Dragon walked over to the creek, picked up a rock shaped like a scoop, and dipped it into the clear, refreshing creek. Then Dragon carried the scoop back and slowly poured it over the mound of earth. After a few scoops, the acorn was fully watered. "Okay, we're done," Nutsy said, wiping his paws. "Nope, we have one more thing to do," Peanut said as she laid down with arms outstretched on top of the mound with a smile. Dragon smiled and lied down on the patch of ground with arms outstretched as well. Puzzled, Nutsy asked, "What are you doing?" Peanut responded, "Giving the earth our love. Our tree will need love to grow tall and strong." Nutsy nodded, smiled, and flopped down to join Peanut and Dragon as they all hugged the earth. Together, the three friends took a deep dragon breath in and out. Letting their kindness sink into the earth and surround the acorn with warmth and love. As they got up, Nutsy yawned. "It's been a busy morning. I think I'm ready for a nap," the little squirrel said. "Me too," Peanut added. Dragon nodded and yawned as well. The three friends headed back to their homes for a well-earned rest. When they reached their tree, Nutsy and Peanut yawned once more and snuggled into their nests. Nutsy and Peanut thought of all they had to be grateful for. The little squirrels felt happy they had extra acorns from their winter stash. Nutsy and Peanut felt thankful Dragon had helped them plant the acorn. Most of all, the squirrels felt grateful they would soon have a new little tree in the forest. The little squirrels gave themselves a tight hug and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Peanut and Nutsy snuggled in, noses tucked under their fluffy tails. The squirrels took another deep dragon breath in and out, and smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little squirrels' minds quieted, and they drifted off into a deep sleep, picturing the strong oak tree that would grow from their little acorn. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.